Namaskaram to all of you. I am in Tirupur now. I came here for a series of lectures on 108 Divyadeshams. Today I had the opportunity of participating in a small function. Some entrepreneurs, individuals from Tirupur have joined together and are steering a good program. It's named as Vanathukul Tirupur. Vanam is forest. They plan to plant about 100,000 trees in the next 3-4 months and maintain them for 2 years. They find lands that lay vacant, unused, approach the owners. If they find that it has not been used for many years, they request the owner to allot that place to plant trees. It has found very resounding response. I was asked there to talk about the significance, importance of trees in our life. I quoted a verse from Upanishads. I would like to share the same with you. The tree is equated to Brahman himself. Brahmasa vanam, brahmasa vriksha asit. The Rishi says, Brahman is a forest. Brahman is a tree. Collection of trees together is a forest. We even call all the relatives together in our family as a family tree. If the family is too large and as many ancestors, you can call it as a family forest. Now, why is Upanishads equating Brahman to a forest or a tree? The etymological meaning for the word Brahman goes like this. Brihatvat Brahmanatvacha Brahmamityabhidiyate. Brahman is supreme. It's too big. It's not by big just by himself, but he makes everyone else as big as him. Bhagavan is big. He is supreme. If we surrender to him, he is not the one who will keep us as just a servant. He is one who raises us up. We go prostrate before him. When we salute to our parents, they immediately embrace us, and the mother places the child in her lap. Similarly, when we prostrate to Bhagavan, he hugs us. He keeps us in his lap. So Brahman is one who is big and also makes us equally big as him. Now this quality is not found in many. We find many owners, heads, rich friends. They would not like us to be as we are, not improve. No one would like to equate anyone else to him, but Bhagavan does it. Similarly, a forest or a tree is quite big. It is so useful. It is supreme because it raises us, it helps us. A tree or a forest is good by itself and also makes the environment, the surroundings, as good as itself. So don't you find the quality of Brahman in a tree or a forest? If we plant trees, maintain them, then we are able to see greenery everywhere. The more you see green, the more your memories are green. We all want to retain good memories and shed bad ones. When good memories linger in us, it's called as evergreen memory. Why is it called so? Because they give us happiness. If you see a lot of greenery around you, it would certainly give you happiness. Brahman is anandamaya. Anando brahmeti vyajanat. Know Brahman as anandam. Similarly, a forest or a tree They give us happiness. They make us so happy and satisfied that we are no more in this artificial jungle. We are closer to Mother Nature. Bhagavan is so natural in his colors, in his decoration. Krishna was so happy decorating himself with lot of plants, flowers, creepers. So when Bhagavan himself is close to trees and plants, why not we? So what we know from this verse of Upanishads is, Brahman is supreme and makes us equal to him. A forest is great and makes the environment great. Brahman is so green, we would like to retain his memories. The forest and trees are green and they should always be evergreen. The more you see, the more you sit in a forest or a garden, then you feel very happy. So that is also an equal quality as Brahman. Lastly, Sri Krishna describes this whole universe as a tree. Brahman himself is a tree. This universe is also a tree. Now, for about the past 30 years or even 40 years, many were totally engaged in earning money, in earning a livelihood. They worked hard, day and night, nobody bothered. No one bothered about nature. We were all not talking about organic foods. But today things have changed. The same entrepreneur, if he finds his son today and asks about working for about 12 or 14 hours in a day, he or she are not going to agree. They would say, we would like a better quality life and not the same life as you lived. You might have sacrificed everything else, but we won't want to sacrifice our vacation, our good quality life, good food and enjoying life. So we earned a lot, you all earned a lot, we earned for what? To give it to the next generation. Now this generation does not want money alone. They want a better life, quality life, for which protecting the environment, reducing pollution, now creating, cultivating good food are all very important in the coming years, to which we must slowly get closer to Mother Environment, Mother Nature. So Upanishads have taken cognizance of this issue and talked long ago that Brahmasa Vanam, Brahmasa Vriksha Asit. So Brahman himself is a forest, Brahman himself is a great tree. Let us also get closer to nature.
ஆடியோ பிராட்காஸ்டை உங்களுக்காக வழங்குபவர் ஸ்ரீ வேலுக்குடி கிருஷ்ணன் சுவாமி. இந்த ஆடியோ பிராட்காஸ்டை தினமும் உங்கள் மொபைலில் பெற முதலில் 9443219021 என்ற எண்ணை உங்கள் மொபைலில் சேவ் செய்யவும். பிறகு இந்த எண்ணிற்கு ஒரு வாட்ஸ்அப் மெசேஜ் அனுப்பவும். தினந்தோறும் இந்த ஆடியோ பிராட்காஸ்டை கேட்டு மகிழவும்.